We'll try to say it as clearly as possible, okay? So who will volunteer this time to speak clearly? Ramukar Mantri and Chittare Mangal Path.
Wait, what chapter did we do
Arush, will
last
you?
time? Yes, Anubhav ji.
Arush, Namukar Mantri.
Namo Arihantaram, Namo Setaram, Namo Aya, Namo Vajayanam, Namo Loi Save Savuna. Aso Panjanamo Karo, Save Pava Panashino, Mangla Namche Save Singh, Paranam Hawaii Mangalam.
Yes, Natasha.
Chattari Mangalam, Arahanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevali Panato Dhammo Mangalam. Chattari Logutuma, Arahanta Logutuma, Siddha Logutuma, Sahu Logutuma, Kevali Panato Dhammo Logutumo. Chattari Sarnam Pavijami, Arihante Sarnam Pavijami, Siddhe Sarnam Pavijami, Sahu Sarnam Pavijami, Kevali Panatam Dhammam Sarnam Pavijami.
Okay, very good. Okay, any mistakes anyone noticed? Anyone? Okay, so I think
she
we
didn't say Arihante.
In which when she should have said Arihante?
Saranam Pavajami.
Okay, Arahante Saranam Pavachami. Siddhe Saranam Pavachami, okay. Didn't she say it? Or did she? Okay, fine. So what is correct correct thing to say, Jaimin? Say it completely.
Chattari Sarnam Pavajami, Arihante Sarnam Pavajami, Siddhe Sarnam Pavajami, Sahu Sarnam Pavajami, Kevali Padantam Dhammam Sarnam Pavajami.
Okay, correct. Okay, fine. Today what we are going to do is, that part one, we'll also learn how to speak correctly, Aso Panchakam Hoyaro. Okay? Oh, do you all have book except Arjun, we all have books, right? Open that part 1, Namukar Mantra, chapter 1. Opened.
What page? What chapter?
Chapter number 1, Namukar Mantra. Part 1. The book is part 1. Opened? Everyone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir, Bhauji.
Okay. First we'll read the Namukar Mantra. Okay, just read the English text if you can. We'll read it. Jaimin, will you read it, the English text of Namukar Mantra from the book?
Salutations to all the Arihantas of the world. Salutations to all the Siddhas of the world.
The main mantra.
Huh?
The main mantra. Jaimin, the main mantra we have to read. Namo Arihantaram, that is written.
Oh. Namo Arihantaram, Namo Siddharam, Namo Aryaram, Namo Vajayanam, Namo Loesa Vasahunam, Eso Punch Namo Yaro,
Arihantaram. Wait, Jamin. Easy. I'm asking, is it Namo Arihantaram? Pronounce it the way it is written. How do you pronounce it?
Oh no.
What?
Arahantanam?
Arahantadam, yes, A-R-A-H, right? Ara, not A-R-I, Ari. So, Namo Arahantadam, Namo Siddhadam, Namo Airiyadam, Namo Uvachayadam, Namo Loe Savvasahudam. Right? So, it's Namo Arahantadam, Namo Siddhadam, Namo Airiyadam, Namo Uvachayadam, Namo Loe Savvasahudam. Okay, clear to everyone? It's Namo Arahantadam. Okay, it's Arahant. Though mostly all the people speak Arihanta, but the actual correct word is Arahanta. Both of the words are found, Arihanta and Arahant, but Arahant is more accurate comparatively. Okay, so Namo Arahantadam. Namo Siddhadam, Namo Airiyadam, Namo Uvachayadam, Namo Loe Savvasahudam. Okay. Now, Eso Panch Namo Yaro, we come down to Eso Panch Namo Yaro. Diya, will you read it?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Eso Panch Namo Yaro Sava Bhava Panasano Manglanam Cha Savesham Padamam Ho Mangalam.
You're reading from Hindi or from English?
English.
Oh, very good. Okay. So what, who will tell me what mistake we often make? Two mistakes we make mostly.
Hawaii.
Yeah. Hawaii is what?
Hoi.
Hawaii is hoi. Hoi.
Hoi.
H-O-H-I. Actually, it should be H-O-H-I. Hoi. Okay. And one more in the first line. Eso Panch. Namo Karo we say, right? Namo Karo. And what is written over here?
Eso Panch
Namo? Namo Yaro. Yeah. So it's correctly, Eso Panch Namo Yaro, Savva Pava Parnasano, Mangalanam Cha Savvesim, Padamam Hohi Mangalam. Okay? Arush, will you say it? Just read it one more time. Arush.
Eso Panch Namo Yaro Save Pan Save Pavana. Wait, sorry.
Save
Pavanashno Padasano Savisim. Matlab?
Yes, Mangalanam cha Savisim, correct.
Savisim Paranam Hawaii Mangalam.
Parnamam Hawaii, what is written? Hawaii written?
Parnamam Hai Mangalam.
Parnamam Hohi Mangalam.
Parnamam Hohi Mangalam. Can I read it again?
Yes, please read it.
Aso Panchinamo Yaro Save Pavapanashino Mangalai Nanche Savesim Parnam Hohi Mangalam.
Very good. Hohi Mangalam. So, Eso Panch Namo Yaro Savva Pava Parnasano Mangalanam cha Savvesim Mangalanam cha Savvesim Padamam hohi mangalam. Padmam hohi mangalam. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent. So now we know how to say it correctly. So from the next time, we'll try to be as accurate as possible. Anyone has any question? Any question? Okay, so I hope when we wake up and when we go to sleep, so after waking up and before going to sleep, what do we do? What do we do? What is the first thing we do after waking up and before going to sleep? Anyone?
Before we sleep, we say 9 times Namo ka mantra.
Okay, only Diya says it. Do we say it or not 9 times Ramukar mantra? We learned in the chapter timetable, daily timetable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we or do we not?
I do.
Okay, Jaimin and Diya does. Who else?
I do.
Okay, so why not speaking? So after waking up, we say 9 times Ramukar mantra and before going to sleep, we said 9 times Ramukar mantra. Okay. So we'll directly come to the story we started last time. We all have the text of the story. Please open it.
Anubhavji, we also do one more thing in the morning.
What do we do? Say.
We pray that we do less kashayas.
Yeah, we do leave all the kashayas and we destroy them. Excellent. Very good. So what we do, first thing we do 9 times Ramukar mantra, then we think about our day and the nature of the world, and then we determine to destroy all the kashayas, that I should not have any kashayas. Excellent, yeah. Okay, so we open the text of the story. Okay, what did we discuss? We have the king. What is the name of the king? Okay, you all have to speak this time, okay? Because it will be, like, you'll be teaching us now. So, everyone has to participate, okay? What is the name of the king? Anyone remembers? Arjun, if you remember, you can also speak. It's
oh,
story.
I'm just opening it right now.
Okay. Okay, meanwhile, who will tell me the name of 5 sins? 5 sins.
I can say.
Okay, Diya knows. Who else knows name of 5 sins?
This is Arjun, I do.
Okay. 5 sins, anyone else? Arjun, Diya. Jaimin, you know name of 5 sins?
I forgot.
One, two, anyone, two, to start with, anyone. Any of the names, what can you recall? Jaimin? Anyone? Like out of 5, anyone? Okay, Arush, you remember 5 sins?
5 sins?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lying, violence, stealing, wrong intention, accumulation.
Accumulation. So how does it start? Starts with lying or something else? First thing is lying or violence?
What did you say, sorry?
The first sin in sequence is lying or violence?
Violence,
yes. Yeah, so violence, then lying, then stealing, then wrong intention, and then accumulation. Right? Okay, these are five sins. Jeremy, can you tell us five sins?
Wait, what's the name of the executioner, Yampo file?
What is the name?
What's the name of the file?
The
fifth one is accumulation.
Jamin, it's the executioner.
The executioner Yampal, Jamin, it's a PDF file.
Jamin, I was asking name of five films. Arush just told us. Jamin? Did you listen?
Violence.
Yes,
lying,
very good.
Stealing.
Wrong intention.
Oh yeah, Mithya Atva.
What?
And
Which one you said?
Mithyatva.
Mithyatva, does it come under five sins?
Isn't Mithyatva wrong belief though?
Yeah, the Mithyatva is wrong belief, but does it come under five sins? It is the reason behind, because of which we do five sins. Because of Mithyatva, we do five sins. But I'm asking about which are the five sins. So you said violence, then lying, then stealing, then something wrong intentions. Right? And accumulation.
Yeah.
In Hindi, what do we call it? It's Hinsa, Jhoot, Chori, Kushil and Parigraha. Okay, so we'll keep it simple in English. So we have violence means Hinsa. Then lying means Jhoot, a lie. Okay, stealing means Chori, to steal. Then wrong intentions means Kushil. And then accumulation, which means Parigraha. These are the five sins. Okay, and which are the four passions, four Kashayas? Natasha, four Kashayas?
The four Kashayas are Man, Maya, Lobh, and Krodh.
Krodh. So, in a sequence, how do we call it? How do we say it?
Sorry?
What comes first?
Krodh?
Yeah, Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh. Excellent, very good.
Yeah.
So we have Krodh means anger, Man means pride, Maya means? What is Maya? Fraud. And Lobh means? Greed, right? Am I correct?
Yes,
and it will be. Yes, thank you. Okay, now we come to the... Who is the king now? Who is the king in the story? What is the name of the king?
The king's name is Mahabal.
Mahabal king. And what does he have? He has a son. Who is the prince? What is the name of the prince?
The prince's name
is... Prince is Bal. Yes. So he has king Mahabal and his prince Bal. And there's one more character in the story. Who is it?
What is the question?
Who is the other person in the story?
Executioner Yampal and the Muni Raj.
The main character of the story is Executioner Yampal. Okay, now in which town do they dwell? In which town?
Podanpur.
Okay, so who was the king of who else was the king of Podanpur long time back? Ulanpur city is famous for? Who ruled Podanpur once upon a time? We did it last time. We expanded it actually. Some son of King Rishabdev. Yeah. What was his name? Okay. Rishabdev had two wives, Nanda and Sananda. Nanda bore 101 son, means 100 sons including Bharat Chakravarti, and one daughter. What was her name? Brahmi. And Sunanda bore who? Two kids.
Hello.
Who? Hello. Sunanda had one son and one daughter. What was their name?
Bahubali and
very good. Bahubali, and who was the daughter? Sundari. Bahubali is the son and daughter is Sundari, right? So Podanpur's king was Bahubali once upon a time. And what happened that when Bharat became Chakravarti, so Chakravarti has to conquer all the world, okay? Every place on the world, okay? So when Bharat Chakravarti came to conquer Podanpur, Bahubali thought, oh no, how can I bow down to, like, Bharat? Bharat was actually, you know, there was a clash between these two, Bharat and Bahubali. So Bahubali did not agree to bow down to Bharat Chakravarti. He said, it's my kingdom and it's a very small kingdom. So if you have already conquered so much, why do you want this also? So then Bharat and Bahubali had a, you know, competition, three fights they fought. And at last Bahubali almost won, okay? Bahubali almost won. And then he thought, what am I doing? Like, I am fighting with my own brother because of this kingdom. And then what did he do? He took Diksha, he went to jungle, and then we see his statues. Like, he practiced his soul for a year without doing anything. He just constantly, you know, he was at one place. After taking Diksha, he didn't go for any ahar or anything. He was there for complete 1 year, and therefore we see all the, you know, plantations on his body because he did not move anywhere. So the birds made their nests over him, you know, and he was so like a stone that the deers used to, you know, come and, what do we say, used to itch, they used to itch with his body. Okay. And then what came, then one day Bharat Chakravarti came, and because of some reason, so that story we'll do one day, okay? So now this person Bahubali, he was once upon a king of Podanpur, and because of this Podanpur city, the Bahubali and Bharat had, you know, literally a competition or war kind of a thing, not exactly a war, okay? Okay, so we have Podanpur city. Now we'll start the story. Who will tell the first part of the story? What happened? This executioner Yampal is in jungle. What is happening over there? Who will tell if anyone remembers?
He gets bit by a snake.
The executioner Yampal is not watching, and there was a snake that came and bit him.
Okay. So why did the snake? Why he gets bitten by the snake?
Because he was not looking down.
Okay, so what did we learn from this?
That you should look down as Vaniraj.
So you should not look forward also, like you're walking on the road, then if a car is coming from the front, should you not look a front also, or should you look down only?
You should look down. Also.
Not front. What if car runs over us then?
You should know your surroundings.
Yeah. So looking down doesn't mean like looking down, like just down ground. Okay. Our vision should be such that we can see. You know. the road we are walking, the pathways we are walking in, so we should be able to see that, okay, there is nothing major that is falling under my legs, and also there is some nothing coming from the, you know, the other side towards us. Okay, so but we have to be confident that, okay, by walking I am not killing any of the insects or jivas, right? Correct. Okay, so and who follows this looking down philosophy?
Muniraj.
Who does it? Muniraj, he never, you know, walks without looking down. So it's one of his qualities. One of his 28 qualities is this, that when he walks, he has to look down the earth of, you know, equal size of the four hands. So if you join one hand into four, that much length, it falls around 2 meters, okay? So he looks down at the earth of 2 meters, you know, and then only he walks. If there is any in that radius, if there is any jiva, he doesn't walk forward. Okay, he takes care of the path he's taking in. Therefore, he actually watches that what is falling under his feet. Okay? Okay, so he got bit by the snake. Then what happened? His family thought that he's left, and they left his body at cemetery where all the dead bodies, you know, are either burnt or left. Okay? So now, then he was lying there in the cemetery. What happens then? Arjun, what happens next?
The Muniraj comes to the cemetery.
Yeah, Muniraj comes to... It's not exactly a cemetery that Muniraj enters. It's like a... It's in a garden, in the jungle, the cemetery is situated. So Muniraj is also passing through that. And then he enters. Then what happens... what happens when Muniraj enters... On his
when
arrival,
he touched
what happened?
Something, it came back to life.
No. I'm asking just when he arrives, the Muniraj arrives, what happens actually?
Oh, the fruitless trees get fruit.
Okay. Suddenly, does it happen?
Oh, yeah.
Does it happen like Jamin enters a, you know, dry park, and the moment he steps in, the whole park becomes flowery, fruitful? Does it happen in real life? Like one person enters and all of a sudden everything is so greenish and everything is so, you know, beautiful. Does it happen? See, what happens in earlier days, what used to happen, that whenever like Muniraj used to come to you, and if he is like really... great Muniraj, okay? What used to happen that in this jungle, there is one owner of the jungle, okay? He's a Deva, okay? We call him one Deva, okay? He's the Deva of jungle, so he's like a ruler of the jungle, but he's not actually visible normally, okay? He looks up the jungle generally. So what used to happen when any, you know, very, very, very high, you know, the Muniraj who was really, really, really benevolent, okay, they used to enter any such place, you know, so those places, it was a sign that, okay, somebody great has arrived. So, you know, the fruitless trees suddenly had fruits. If there is any river which is dry, the water starts flowing through it, or a pond or something. Okay, so whenever this Muniraj, the moment Muniraj entered, what happened? The trees, they became fruitful. The plants became, they came to life. They became green. Okay, fine. So this used to happen earlier, but now there are no such, you know, great benevolent souls. So this we do not see. So we think, oh, this is seriously something magical, right? But it used to happen because devas had special powers and they could do it. So they used to do it. Okay. Now, what does Muniraj have? What does Muniraj have? Which Riddhi? What's the name of the Riddhi? It's Sarvaushadhi Riddhi. Okay, Sarvaushadhi Riddhi. What happens with this? Riddhi means power, right? Riddhi means power. Which power he has? Sarvashri Patal. What is Riddhi, what does this Riddhi do? Anyone, Natasha, what does this Riddhi do?
The Riddhi that Munis have?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
No, this is a specific Riddhi. The Sarvashri Riddhi, it's been mentioned in the story text.
I'm sure. Can I check the story?
What?
Can I check the story?
Yeah, see. Yeah, continue.
I'm not sure.
Okay, what happens in the story? Muniraj arrives, then what? Natasha.
Well, the Muniraj arrives and he says that because Yampal is an executioner, so he kills, like, humans. So he says that we shouldn't kill anyone and we shouldn't kill anyone.
No. I'm saying that Yampal is lying unconscious. All people are presuming him to be dead. Muniraj enters the jungle. What happens?
What happens is that when the Muniraj comes, I think Yampal is lying in the cemetery.
Yes.
So, when the Muniraj comes, everything blooms.
Okay, yeah. And so...
And, like, what happens is that all, like, Yampal is, like, not unconscious anymore.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So, Muniraj has this Sarvashri Riddhi. And what this Riddhi does, the air which touches the body of the person who is having this Riddhi, okay, who has this Riddhi in his body with him, okay... If air touches his body and passes through and flows to another person, so the air, whoever gets that air, okay, whatever that air touches, this Riddhi, because of this Riddhi, all his, you know, if he has any kind of disease, any kind of irregularity in his body, it gets disappeared. Therefore, now you get it, now you get the reason, like Muniraj enters, air touches his body and that body reaches to the plants, the dry plants, and the plants come to life. They become green. Muniraj enters, he goes closer to the Yampal, the air touching his body reaches to Yampal, and he's now conscious. He's now the all that snake had given him, all the poison, it has disappeared now. Because of what? Because of Sarvashri Riddhi. Sarvashri Riddhi. Aushadhi means medicine. So, this because of this Riddhi, Sarva means complete, every medicine. Okay, so Muniraj has capability to cure any disease by not doing anything. If air touching him reaches you, you are diseaseless. Your disease is going to, you know, get destroyed. So this is what Sarvashri Riddhi does. Clear with this? So in the story also it is written that the Muniraj has Sarvashri Riddhi, because of this Riddhi, the wind that touched his body had power to cure every disease.
Anubhavji, I have a question.
Yes, please.
Are there still Muniraj in this world today?
This kind of Muniraj you are asking?
No, any... kind of Muniraj.
Oh, any kind of Muniraj. See, Diya. Yes, there are Muniraj, but what happens is that they, it's very complicated. What your parents have told you? Are there or are they not? Yeah, say.
They are, but they're in jungle.
So we cannot go to jungle to have darshan of Muniraj. Jungle of South America, North America, Africa, where are they?
I don't know.
Okay. The question of Diya is, are there any Muniraj today?
Yes.
Anyone help her? What do you think, there are Muniraj or not today?
There are.
Okay. Jaimin? Anyone has seen Muniraj? Anyone of us?
We have.
Okay, where have you seen it, Muniraj?
In Surat.
Surat, okay, in India, not in America. USA. Okay. Surat, okay. Who else has seen Muniraj? Okay, only Natasha and Arusha have seen Muniraj. Okay. Diya, see, actually what happens in the later class, in the level 3, okay, we'll be coming to, we are studying this time the level 2, the book, okay. The level 3 book has a mention of Muniraj, what, how a Muniraj is, okay. And the kind of Muniraj that are mentioned over there, they are not generally seen today, okay. But yes, there are Muniraj, they are generally not seen. And there are a few Muniraj which are also seen. So if you come to India, you can have darshan of Muniraj. But then you'll have to apply a lot of learnings that we are going to learn over here about Muniraj. And then you have to see, okay, whether actually if a Muniraj, what is the condition we just learned? That Muniraj, when he walks, he looks after the, you know, he doesn't talk while walking. He just looks down and he walks, right? Because there, due to his ignorance, there should be no death of any of the jiva, small jivas that generally fall under feet or the tires of the car or the bicycle or while we play any game like soccer or cricket under the grass, we kill so many insects unintentionally because of our carelessness, right? So if a Muniraj, if person who is looking like Muniraj is not walking, looking down, then he is not following one of the, you know, main principle of being Muniraj. So generally in the context of a religion, he is not called a Muniraj, though he looks like a Muniraj. So actually when we see any Muniraj, we have to at first instance generally see, okay, does he actually following the what a Muniraj should do? And then if he is, then he is Muniraj. They are Muniraj, but you know, those who strictly adhere to the 28 principles of being Muniraj, those are very few. Okay, Diya, so whenever you come to India, we'll try to search for Muniraj. Okay, Diya. Okay. Thank you. So yes, there are Muniraj, and if you ever have problem in finding Muniraj and you want to do the darshan of Muniraj, just read any of the story of Muniraj. It tells you so much about Muniraj, and you'll actually feel like, why don't I have seen Muniraj? Because the Muniraj are the most, you know, out of all the four gati, the most noble and closest to the liberation. After Arahant Parameshwari is in liberation, kind of, okay, he's in some Samapsharan, and he will, you know, become Siddha Parameshwari in a matter of time, in very, very less time. Sooner, okay, but Muniraj, after Arahant Parameshwari, who is the most supreme being of this world? Devgati is Deva? No, they are not. In front of Muniraj, the Devas are nothing. So a Muniraj is the most supreme sansari, we can say. In this sansar, in this mundane, he's the most supreme being. Nobody else is as high as the, you know, high or Muniraj is, as supreme or Muniraj is. So Muniraj is the most noble soul, and the person who gets to do darshan of Muniraj in his life is seriously a very lucky person. And what should we strive for? Instead of waiting for some Muniraj to arrive, should herself try to be, oh, I also want to be Muniraj. I will also become Muniraj one day. I'll also walk on the path of liberation. I'll also, you know, do the things that Muniraj do, the great things that Muniraj do. Okay? So we should always have this, you know, like, I want to be doctor, I want to be a good player, I want to be a MBA, or I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a Muniraj. No, I don't want to be a doctor, lawyer. What do I do with that? They'll just earn me some living and make me do some pap and kashayas. But being Muniraj, that will make me God. That will, you know, let me to the path of liberation and moksha. So having Muniraj and, you know, actually desiring to be Muniraj one day, it's really a great thing to do. So aspiration to be Muniraj and to do the darshan of Muniraj, it's really a great thing. So now this executioner Yampal, he is wide awake. His unconsciousness suddenly disappeared. And then he looks at Muniraj and he wonders that how calm and pure he is appearing to be.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I think we've lost Anubhuji. He must be joining us soon. Let's wait for him.
Hello?
Hello?
So
yeah,
sorry. Okay, so sorry for disconnecting. Okay, now what does Muniraj tell, what does Muniraj tell to this executioner, Arjun? Arjun, what does Muniraj say? Okay, we don't have to read it completely, we have already read it. Just tell whatever you remember now from your reading. What
so,
does Muniraj tell? Yeah.
Executioner tells the king that today I will not execute anyone because it's the last day of my last day. I can't remember.
No,
what
to the king. I'm saying, what does Muniraj say to the executioner? What happens? What is the conversation between Muniraj and his executioner? What happens? The executioner, because Yampal becomes, you know, conscious suddenly, and he looks like the Muniraj. He admires, he's very, you know, he's wondering that how can a person look so soothing and so pacifying. And then he bows down on his knees and then he starts praying, and then Muniraj tells him something. What does he say? What do you think he said? Whatever you remember, it's okay. Say.
He says, we should not hurt any soul. Every soul is God by its nature. By understanding this and...
You're reading it. I'm just saying, just a gist, okay?
Oh.
So he said that we should follow non-violence, right?
He was saying that we should consider everyone, all souls, God by its nature, and by that idea, we should not hurt any souls.
Yeah, so every soul has the capability of being God, is a God in itself, and you also can be God. How? By realizing that every other soul is God, and you yourself is a God. So you do not hurt anyone, you respect every soul, you know the importance of a soul, and then one day you will also become a God by practicing this non-violence. So indirectly what Muniraj is saying, that if you follow non-violence, if you do not do any violence, then it will lead you to the liberation. It will make you God. So the non-violence alone is so powerful that one day it will inspire you to be a god. Because we'll now then realize, oh, I should not hurt anyone because they are God. Oh, I am also God then. And then I'll realize something about myself, and that realization is nothing but a stage towards becoming God. Okay? So, okay. What did then this person say when Munira says we should not hurt anyone? So what Yampal feels? What does Yampal feel? Jaimin, what does Amtal say then? When Munira says that we should not kill anyone, what does Amtal say? What would you have said then if you were Amtal?
He said that he has to execute people
So Miraj is talking about not killing anyone, and his occupation is to kill people. If he does not kill, he does not earn. He does not earn, he does not live. He does not eat. So what does he say? That, oh dear Muniraj, but it is my job to execute people. How can I not hurt anyone? If king orders, then I have to execute. It's not like I'm a criminal, I'm killing people at my own will. Right? Okay, so he says, okay, so give me any option. You're saying that I should not kill anyone, but I cannot live without killing anyone. So what is the solution for me then? What do I do? So what does Munira suggest?
To take a vrat.
Huh?
To take a vrat.
Okay, just imagine now, okay? In front of you, there is a person who actually kills people, okay? There is a butcher in the butcher shop. Okay. He's not in a butcher's shop. He met you somewhere, you know, in a garden. And he tells you, I'm a butcher. How do you feel? Huh? Hello?
Yes, Anubhavji.
You got my question?
Can you repeat
like
it
Muniraj met this executioner. You also were, you know, on an evening walk, you were in the garden and you accidentally bumped into another executioner, okay, who used to actually execute the public hangings. Okay, how do you feel? Do you want to have a friendship with him?
No.
No.
No, you don't want to have friendship with him. Do you want to talk to him? Have a talk with him?
No.
Okay, if he says he kills people, do you at all, like, you know, say anything to him? You want to talk anymore with him?
No.
No, you don't want to. Then why are Muniraj just talking to this executioner having known that he kills people?
Because...
Why is he helping him?
Because
then he can stop killing people.
No, but he's saying I cannot stop. It is my living. If I was in his place, I would not even talk to that person. He kills people. How can it stand beside him for even a second more?
Because hey. Muniraj doesn't have any rag and dvesh. And he wants to help the executioner Yampal.
Okay, exactly. Muniraj, do not differentiate between you and an executioner. He'll not say, oh, he's Anubhav. He does not kill anyone. Oh, he's executioner, he kills people. Muniraj looks us all with an equal eye. He does not differentiate between us. And that's exactly what we should do. We should not judge people looking at their profession. See, what are you thinking that executioner is there in front of you, you cannot stand beside him. Are you looking at him like a jiva, or are you looking at him from his profession, his current state? And is it a good thing to not look the jiva inside a person and instead his activities and judging, oh, he's bad, he's good? We learn, na, every soul is jiva. The soul of a butcher or soul of an executioner is jiva or not? Jiva or not? Anyone? अरे एग्जीक्यूशनर हैज अ सोल और नॉट, ही हैज अ सोल राइट, एंड सोल इज जीव, सोल इज इक्वल टू जीव राइट, सो दे आर ऑल्सो जीव, सो दे आर ऑल्सो एक्चुअली गॉड. Did Muniraj didn't say just now that every soul is God by its nature? Like butcher is also a God, that executioner is also a God. Why do you make your face looking at them? See, we are not discussing that we should have friendship with all these people. No, but they are the soul. They are also soul. We have to accept it. Because of their bad karmas, they have to take birth in such a place when their profession, their occupation is to kill people. Like, same way, if lion is there in a jungle, so lion is what? Lion is also a killer. He cannot live without killing and eating flesh of the animal. So the lion is not a jiva. He's not a jiva, he kills people. So he's not a jiva. So he is jiva. His soul is also God by its nature. What Jainism, the highness of the Jainism is that no matter how passionful, no matter how angry, greedy, prideful a soul is, Jainism always accepts it as a soul and not as a sinner or a person who should be hated. No, there is nothing in Jainism that, you know, if you are following a Jainism, you have to look everyone at par. You have to, you know, remove this current position of that person and look into its soul. What Muniraj is doing, Muniraj's job is to, he himself is walking on the path of liberation. He himself is going to be happy. So what is he doing? He teaches everyone to be happy. His greatness is that no matter how great sins that person does, he doesn't care. He shows path of happiness to everyone. So this Muniraj, what he thinks that, whoever comes in my contact, I shall always tell him how to get out of the samsara, how to get happy. So Muniraj starts with saying, we should not kill anyone. Killing people means we are to live more in this earth, in this samsara, in which there are so many dukkh, so many miseries. He says, we should not kill. So this person says, my business to execute. How do I not kill? Help me, Muniraj. And Muniraj, after knowing that, he kills people, he still, what does he say? Do not kill people? No, Muniraj is not saying, do not kill any jiva. What Muniraj is saying? What bow Muniraj is giving to this executioner?
To take a vrat.
To take a vrat. What is a vrat? What is a vrat?
A promise.
What promise he made?
The promise he made was that he will not kill anyone in Chaudas.
In Chaudas, yeah, in Chaturdashi Tithi, right? So in Chaturdashi, that which kind of festival Chaturdashi is? Eternal or event based? Arjun, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so Chaturdashi, we learnt it in festivals. Ashtanika Mahaparva, Dashlakshan Mahadharma. Chaturdashi is what? Event based or eternal? Ashtami and Chaturdashi, these both are eternal festivals. Every month they come twice, two Ashtamis and two Chaturdashis. Okay, so they are eternal. They'll come every month, every year of every month of every year of every century of every millennium of every kal. So Ashtami and Chaturdashi, they are eternal. So on this Chaturdashi, he will not kill any jiva. So is Muniraj telling him to kill jiva at any other day? And Muniraj is saying that. Right? It's good to kill people on other days. On Chaturdashi, you don't kill them. Is it that Muniraj is saying?
No.
He said, he told him, you don't kill anyone on Chaturdashi and you'll be fine. So is he saying that you kill people other than Chaturdashi?
No, he's saying he's saying, try to stay on the path of nonviolence. Don't try to kill people. But on this specific day, especially, do not kill anyone.
Oh, okay. Okay. See what happens if there is one person, okay, who doesn't come to, you know, who is a Jain, but who eats, you know, all the roots, who eats everything, who eats at night, and who doesn't go to the temple. How do we start teaching him to come to temple? Should we start telling him, oh, you stop eating at night, you stop eating this, you stop eating that, and you come at 6 a.m. morning to the temple daily? Will he listen to us? We'll directly tell the person who has never been into a temple, never been into any of these things, and he cannot just suddenly shift into, you know, all the practices of a Jain person. So what our Muniraj do? Our Muniraj takes it slowly, slowly. So Muniraj knew that, okay, this person executes, he cannot do anything. So I should persuade him into Jainism by giving, you know, a small step. So what did Muniraj say? Okay, do not kill. You kill people. You just stop killing people for one day. And this one day, whatever, this one day might become a year later. And he'll perhaps not kill anyone. But you have to start somewhere. So Muniraj says, okay, don't be very rigid on yourself. You just say, you will not kill anyone on the day of Chaturdashi. Okay? And what does this Yampal Chandal say? No, I cannot be. I cannot take this bow. This is too tough for me. What does this Yampal say? He accepts it.
He said he will take the vrat.
Yeah, he will take the vrat. And Muniraj gave him the blessings. And then Muniraj moved ahead. And this Yampal moved back to his city. Okay, now we stop here, okay, just now. This Yampal person, he kills people. You must have seen people, how these people look like, who kill. They are very black, they are very, you know, they look very, you know, the muscular. You must have imagined how a person execute looks like. Okay, he's in earlier times, they used to be very healthy, muscular, and black. I mean, scary. If you look at him, he'll be like some 6.5 or 7 feet tall and very scary. Okay, now this person, he looks like Muniraj, and the one thing Muniraj says, he accepts it. Muniraj, he didn't say, okay, Chaturdashi, for 1 hour in Chaturdashi I'll not kill, or 2 hours. Did he complain anything? Did he argue? No, Muniraj, Chaturdashi is too long. It comes twice a month. How can I do that? Did he say anything? He just accepted it at face value, right? Muniraj said it and he said, okay, thank you so much that you gave me this vrat. So how a person, I mean, of such a high passion level was so humble in front of Muniraj? Firstly, just decide on the situation. What do you think? He brought Muniraj to the jungle? He made Muniraj come to the jungle? He invited Muniraj to the jungle, or Muniraj came by himself?
Muniraj came by himself to the jungle.
He did not, he prayed for Muniraj to come into the jungle. He prayed, he went to some temple. Oh, I'll be in jungle lying in the cemetery. Some Muniraj should come. Does he do anything like that? He prayed?
No.
He never wished that Muniraj will come. He never prayed that Muniraj will come. He never wished that Muniraj will come. Okay, and he was never expecting. Right?
Yeah.
So what brought Muniraj and what made him conscious? Well, he did not even wish for Muniraj, even the Muniraj comes. What does it tell us? Does it tell us something? Is it like, if I pray for someone to come, he will come, and if I not pray for someone, he will not come? How does things work in our life? He was lying unconscious, he was almost dead, everybody thought he is dead, and now he's live again. How? What did he do to be live again? What did he do? He brought Muniraj. He said Muniraj should have Sarvashadi Riddhi so that I can be alive again? What did he do? Arjun, what did he do to be alive?
Anubhaji, I didn't really understand the question. Is it,
my question
is it, why did Muniraj come? Or,
yeah,
or
no, no,
how
yeah,
did
I, I'm asking, has he done something so that he is conscious or he became conscious accidentally? Did he pray that, oh, Muniraj should come and, you know, make me awake? Or did he do something like that? He was unconscious. He didn't know anything. Then how the Muniraj is coming? See, what are... Okay, just imagine there is a person lying... Just imagine in your head. There is a person lying in a garden. He's unconscious. The jungle is all dry. Nobody is there in the jungle, not even you. What are the chances of his getting awake? The worst chances are that some lion will come and eat him. Some snake will come and bite him again. Right? These are the chances.
Yeah.
But what are his chances of getting awake? What are his chances of coming to life again?
Very
almost
slim.
Zero. Almost zero, right?
Yeah.
Now, I am saying that what does this person, Yampal, did that he became alive? What tries did he do? Did he do anything? He was just lying there. He didn't do anything.
No.
And yet, Muniraj came and he's awake again, right? What does it tell
us?
What does it tell us?
Tells us that...
Any... Does it ring any of the... And does it bring anything inside your mind? Okay, just imagine. I have been to, you know, mountain climbing, okay? And I somehow lost my team. And now I am lying there. I don't know. I'm so alone. Nobody is there and I don't know. I don't have supplies, any supplies. Now, what do I do now? Do I start praying God? Come, save me.
You can try to find your group. You can try to go back.
But I am unable to walk anymore. I have no power, no strength to do that. Do I cry? Oh, I missed them. Do I pray to God? God, send some Muniraj with Sarvashadi Riddhi.
You can say Namokar Mantra.
Okay, Namokar Mantra will give me power and I'll be awake again, like that. Is it?
It'll clean your soul and
clean my soul. Okay. Just give it a thought, okay? Just think. See, this person didn't do anything to be alive again, right? But he's alive now. Things automatically, the coincidences automatically formed to make him alive because he didn't have to die. This tells me that if I have to live and if something has to happen, that will happen even if I do not put my, you know, any of the thoughts into it. He did not bother about coming to life again, but he came live again. This tells us that things in our life happen actually on their own. We do not have to take tension of anything. If a thing has to happen, this will happen. You know the story of Mahavir Bhagwan, there was a lion was in jungle, he was eating the deer and suddenly two Muniraj from the air comes down, right? Do you know that story? No?
I do not, unfortunately.
Okay, fine. So what comes
I remember the story.
Yeah. So the Muniraj, like the lion is about to eat the flesh of a deer he just killed, and two Muniraj from the above, from the sky, they come. They have this charan riddhi with which they can fly. They come down and they tell the lion in their own language, not in the lion's language. But lion did not understand anything, but he looks at the Muniraj, he is so pacifying and soothing. The lion, you know, just thinks, he feels ashamed, what am I doing? Am I killing people? And he's so calm, this person, he's not doing anything, and he's so powerful, he's looking at me. And he drops every idea of eating flesh, and this person attains sammagdarshan, and he's now 10 births from that being, the lion, he'll be Tirthankar Mahavir Bhagwan. So what did he do to be Bhagwan? What did this lion do? He was eating flesh. But, you know, it had to happen that he had to be Bhagwan. So from sky somebody arrives to tell him. This tells us that things happen on their own. If there is something to happen, it will happen. You need not take any tension of it. So never ever in your life take tension of anything. Okay, you want to do this? It will eventually happen. Things will automatically happen. At most what you can do, you can try in that direction. But don't take any tension over your, what if it didn't happen? What if it didn't happen? What if it doesn't happen? What will happen? I'll be so messed up if it doesn't happen. You do not have to take any tension. Things happen as per the plan. That concept will be coming later in our life, in our classes. That will be known as the Krambandha Paryaya. But that is a later thing, okay? But what I'm saying is, ever in your life, this tells us that coming of this Muniraj, you know, out of the blue he came, nowhere, out of nowhere he came. And because of him, the Yampal is alive now. So if we have some karmic bondages with us, things will happen as per them. We do not have to worry about our future. Like what if I didn't get a good education? What if I don't get a good job? What if I don't have enough money? Don't bother about it. It will happen as and when it has to. And if it doesn't have to happen, it will not happen. You cannot do anything about it. So why to bother when it all already has to happen? Why then not I concentrate on myself and then concentrating on the small pity worries of this world? Okay, I think the time is up. Think about it. That how does Muniraj came? Who invited Muniraj? This Yampal had to be alive, so Muniraj came. So when he had to be, something actually came automatically without calling. So if I have to be Bhagwan, somebody will teach me about being Bhagwan. Some Muniraj will come to me also. If I have to be a good lawyer, I will eventually learn about laws. Eventually it will happen. I'll get admission into some good law school. So things will happen if we are designed to them. So we do not have to worry about anything in our life. Jainism tells us to not worry for anything. So never ever worry about anything. It is the first part of the chapter, this story. That what did we learn? That Muniraj, he discriminates no soul. Either it is Anubhav or Arjun or an executioner or a butcher. For him, they all are soul. So he'll give the, you know, happiness, the path of happiness to everyone. Then a small vrat can change your life, that we'll see later. And that things happen on their own as per the destiny, as per the karmic theory. We don't have to worry about anything. Okay, we can aspire. Okay, this should happen. I should go to the temple. This is what I aspire. But since the temple is too far, I am unable to get there. So I can aspire for good things, but if they do not happen, I should not get worried. Because things will happen as per the plan. They will happen. Am I clear? Just think about it over the week. Try to put it in, you know, actual equations. Try to put it with you. Think it with your own life. And if you find any connection, oh, why this happened? I was walking on the road and a car passed by and it did not hit me. Why did it not hit me? The drunk driver was, you know, he was drunk who was running the car. Still it did not hit me. Why it happened? Oh, perhaps I had to live more. Things happen as per the plan, the karmic bondage. So if somebody, if there is no way my bad has to happen, no one can do any bad to me. And if there is bad to happen, no one can stop it. So why do I worry? I do not control it. Clear? Was it too heavy? Hello? Okay, everyone is asking. Clear? Okay, think about it. If any questions you get, just think over it today and till next class. Just think over it. And then you have any question and you think, oh, it's not logical, it's not scientific. How can I not do take tension for things to happen? Just we'll discuss it more. Okay, but now then our story actually starts. The story is about five paths, okay? Muniraj started with non-violence. He said you should not do violence, okay? Keep it in mind. We'll just discuss in the next class and then we'll move forward to the next chapter. This is a path chapter we are doing, the five sins, okay? Okay, everybody, anybody is disturbed with this approach? Anybody is not liking this discussion or wants to read the simple chapters? Just a feedback. Be genuine.
No, this is fine.
This is fine or this is fun?
Fine, both.
Not fun. Okay. Okay, it's not entertaining, it's boring. Are you only Dia is awake, everybody else is slept?
Jaimin, Narush, Natasha, Arjun.
Give me feedback. Is it fine or do we have to, should we move to the chapters?
Whatever is okay with everyone.
Whatever, we are indifferent. Huh?
So, this is Arjun. I'd just like to say that I actually really liked this lesson. This was one of the best lessons, I think.
Arun, no, I'm not asking about lessons, Arjun. I'm asking about the We are reading from the story, the chapters. Is it fine? Is this approach good? It sounds fun? Or is it getting too bored over, like, we are getting, like, monotonous or something?
You know, I think it's actually, it's a better approach because I think if we have something, a story to base it off, we have something to discuss, whereas if we're looking at a PowerPoint, we may not have a real-life example.
Yeah.
So I think I'm preferring this method.
Okay. So whenever you guys feel like, okay, Anubhav is doing it too much, he's stressing too much, just pinpoint, okay? Just tell me that, okay, we got it, okay? Because at times I feel that I said too much than I should have actually. Okay? Fine, it's okay. So we'll try to finish it in the next time. And it's a real story, okay? Whatever story we'll be doing, these things actually happened. Not today. 100, 500, 1,000 years back. But these things actually happened, okay? So these are, as it is, the description of the what happened of that place, okay? So it's actually used to happen once upon a time. So we'll try to correlate it with ourselves and think, we'll try to extract as much as we can learn from these stories, okay? Thank you so much. So we'll do Namukar Mantra today. We have already exceeded 10 minutes. So today I'll say Namukar Mantra, and if I commit any mistake, just pinpoint, okay? We'll join our hands, close our eyes. Namo Arhantadam, Namo Siddhadam, Namo Airiyadam, Namo Uvachayadam, Namo Loi Savasahudam. ऐसो पंचनमो यारो सब पाव पणासनो मंगलाडम च सवेसिन पडमम हो ही मंगलम चतारी मंगलम अरिहंता मंगलम सिद्धा मंगलम साहू मंगलम केवली पनत्तो धम्मो मंगलम चतारी लोगुत्तमा अरिहंता लोगुत्तमा सिद्धा लोगोत्तमा साहू लोगोत्तमा केवली पन्नतो धम्मो लोगोत्तमो चत्तारी शरणं पवचामि अरहंते शरणं पवचामि सिद्धे शरणं पवचामि साहू शरणं पवचामि केवली पन्नतम धम्मं शरणं पवचामि. Okay, Jai Jinendra to all. Thank you. Don't forget to say 9 times Namukar Mantra.
Jai Jinendra, Anubhavji.
Thank you to everyone. Anubhavji, can you hold on for a minute?
Yes, please.
Yeah, So I just wanted to, you know, talk with you. Yeah, all the students, you can drop off from the conference. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Anubhavji. Thank you very much, Sachinji.
Thank you, Jai Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra.
अच्छा अनुभव जी आपका कैसा चल रहा है अभी स्केड्यूल इज योर स्केड्यूल ओके नाउ
हाँ हाँ इट्स ओके
अच्छा अच्छा बिकॉज आई वाज टॉकिंग टू नियति आंटी अदर डे एंड शी वाज यू नो हैविंग सम कंसर्न सेइंग दैट हाउ इज अनुभव जी स्केड्यूल इज हर स्केड्यूल मोर देन वी कैन एडजस्ट यू नो सम टाइम अराउंड
No, it's fine. Only now, today I have a class at 8:30, but it's fine. It happens early, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. अच्छा अनुभव जी एक दो चीज पूछनी थी. एक तो आके first thing did you tell that you know you want to do Chhadala class every weekly or something like that?
I just suggested because 15 days is too long time.
Right. But then, but schedule mein is it open? I mean, will you be able to manage if it's every week?
It's okay. I think I'll be able to. But if it will be better if we can do that like earlier it used to be. Before last, we had. When we started, we have 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. as per Indian time. Chhadala class, then we had 6 to 7 our class. Then the timings changed, then what happened? Then 5 to 6 was ours and 6 to 7 was theirs. And then now...
Yeah, correct.
And now the recent light savings is 6 to 7 and 7 to 8. Okay? So it's fine with me, right. But like today I have class at 8:30. So today if it was 7 to 8 then it would have been a difficulty, but that is first time happening. So now if daily I have no problem with, and if it can be 5 to 6 a.m. then it's also fine, but 7 to 8 is also fine, it's not a problem.
Okay.
In the morning time it's fine with me because I can adjust it. Evening man,
right,
I cannot guarantee my schedule evening. Voila.
Right. No, because you know, Niyati auntie was telling me that if everyone are okay and Anubhavji is okay, then we can you know have this class on weekly basis as he suggested, and we can.
So everyone will that not be a high dose for everyone? That will be fine with everyone. I just said it. I didn't think that okay, everyone will agree to it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, we have to still, check with everyone. But, you know, the first person to check is with you. And Niyati aunty ne aisa bhi kaha tha ke agar, schedule, matlab har Sunday agar rakhna ho, so we can also, reduce the time also. Ek ghante se ya to 45 minutes ka class rakh lenge. Or, या तो फिर आके जैसे अनुभव जी का स्केड्यूल है और जिस वक्त उनको अगर इफ यू आर नॉट एबल टू अटेंड कुछ भी अगर आपका कुछ स्केड्यूल है या क्लास है देन वी कैन ऑलवेज काइंड ऑफ कैंसिल दैट डे
ठीक है ऐसा ओके ठीक है वो चलेगा इट्स ओके फाइन विद मी अभी तो कुछ भी नहीं ऐसा नहीं है मॉर्निंग में आई हैव नो प्रॉब्लम इवनिंग में थोड़ा हो जाता है कभी कभी
राइट और अनुभव जी दूसरी चीज नियति आंटी ने ये पूछी थी कि उन्होंने ये पूछा है कि आपको मतलब वहाँ आपका मतलब आपका जैसे कम्यूट होता है आपके घर से कॉलेज तक वगैरह सब तो नियति आंटी बोल रही थी कि आप आके एक एक टू व्हीलर आप ले लो एंड वी विल प्रोवाइड विद लोन एंड
ऑल नो नो आई हैव ऑलरेडी बॉट अ टू व्हीलर अभी लिया मैंने
अच्छा ले लिया आपने
हाँ 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 आई हैड टू बट व्हाई टू व्हीलर अचानक से
नहीं वो नियति आंटी ने बोला कि पिनो मतलब ये मतलब इतना आप स्केड्यूल आपका टाइट है इन द सेंस कि आपको कॉलेज जाना है, कॉलेज भी करना है, पाठशाला के इतने क्लास लेने हैं और आपका भी मतलब पिनो बहुत सारे स्टडीज वगैरह सब भी करने हैं, तो पिनो एक बार अगर यू नो टू व्हीलर आ जाएगा तो यू नो बहुत सारे बेनिफिट हो जाएंगे एंड यू नो टाइम बहुत सेव होता है उसमें. So she said that you know you talk to Anubhavji and you know tell him that you know she will sponsor the she will send the amount for the loan amount to buy the you know scooter for you.
So, I think no I have already bought it, it's okay. Thank you so much.
Right. No, I told Niyati aunty that knowing Anubhavji he will not say yes, but nevertheless you know we will talk to him and you know convey your message. So he said that you know if you need you know any other thing like you know even in your phone the data plan if you you know have anything where is it third wala class mein to aapko manish ji lekar aate hai na.
Ha but then I figured out is baat se ek bar main khud bhi gaya tha to it's Skype se bhi ab theek hai, so next time I'll try with Skype.
Acha
Skype mein ho jata hai.
हो जाता है ना स्काइप में भी. अच्छा ठीक है मैं नीति आंटी को मैसेज तो कन्वे कर देता हूँ और ये भी पिनो छह डाला का बोल देता हूँ, देखते हैं फिर सबसे चेक करके कैसे पिनो होता है तो उसके हिसाब से वी कैन यू नो कन्वर्ट देन पिनो इनटू ए वीकली क्लास.
ओके ओके बिल्कुल ठीक है, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं, आप सोचेगा मत आप बता दीजिएगा जो भी है.
ठीक है अनुभव जी.
ओके अनुभव जी, ओके थैंक यू सो मच.
थैंक यू जय जिनेन्द्र.